Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Yay, sports.
Yeah. The hell's wrong with the Steelers?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
It's like the nothing in a win can't help. Yeah, that's the way it is the NFL.
Yeah.
You
got
to win. You got to win.
Yeah.
A win changes everybody's attitude, so we'll see what happens.
But you don't expect
I'm
this kind of
losing sleep.
Dysfunction.
Not all
the
Steelers,
Steeler organization.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, and that, I mean,
looking for storylines, they got one right there for sure.
They got like three, you know. I mean, like, is Tomlin's act an act that I would want as my head coach? But is his act worn out on these guys? He's been there 11 seasons, never had a losing season.
I know my dad wants him going, but you know,
your dad does.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Just tired of the message, kind of thing? You think? Or
he doesn't think the team's ready, and
doesn't think
tired of excuses. They have it. They're loaded. Loaded.
Who
right
can
now.
Get across though to Big Ben? To Nino Brown, who's not showing up to practice, to Le'Veon Bell, who won't sign a deal. I mean, who can get across
those
guys? I'm
not on my dad's bandwagon there. I like Tomlin, but, you know, once it's the NFL. A win takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Just win.
At least helps.
It's very weird to hear people calling out the Steelers head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, just in a
Oh, they believe me. They have in Pennsylvania, though, for a couple of years.
But, I mean, nationally. Yeah. People here, you know, they've had three coaches in 50 years.
They're looking for storylines. They're giving them one. A win changes everything.
Changes the context.
Right.
Changes
the context of everything. Everything changes.
Is there any organization?
It isn't like in college. If you suck, you're going to suck the whole season.
That has gone through fewer coaches.
None.
Not in the NFL.
Hell no.
No,
not going to get. No, believe me, they're not getting rid of him. He's
no one even close.
No.
They're not.
Yeah. No. And this kind of in the wake of yesterday's news that Antonio Brown, Nino Brown, didn't show up for meetings and film yesterday.
But then he backed down. His agent backed down and said he wants to be a Steeler. It was a personal thing, nothing to do with what's happening.
Yeah, but his agent confirmed that the team knew, whereas Mike Tomlin went into his press conference and did not make it seem that way. Mike Tomlin did not make it seem like it was an excused, known about absence.
Yeah.
And it comes in the wake of the, well, then trade me and find out thing, which is nothing.
He said that
but
to
at the same time,
Twitter guy, right?
Still something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Le'Veon Bell looked like he was having fun on the jet ski.
And losing
$855,000 before taxes.
Don't know what he wants. They can't offer him a deal now because the franchise tag is already there. So he's just sitting out and losing money. I don't get it.
Yeah, do you remember a messier team of late, specifically at those three positions where you got your quarterback, your number one wide? Well, your quarterback is potential drama any week, too.
True.
I'm not good enough to play in this league anymore. True. Oh, wait, I'm going to play forever. Oh, wait, they drafted a quarterback? Why would they do that? No, it's okay. They drafted a quarterback. It's cool. I'll help him.
Just win.
But then your number one receiver is you know, who he is, Nino Brown. I would want him on my team. And then Le'Veon Bell. I mean, I can't remember a team recently that's had that three biggest stars who have now started to cause a big mess around everything.
Yeah.
I heard Talking Head say yesterday, the Steelers are not going to make the playoffs. And that really, like, shook me like, what? Wait, the Steelers are always in the playoffs.
They didn't make it 5 years ago.
Always in the playoffs. They're always in the playoffs. They had a winning record at least that year. But, I mean, they're always in the playoffs.
That division sucks. I'm not counting them out.
No, there's 14 weeks left in the regular season. A lot of time to rectify this stuff.
You should rectify.
That's right.
You rectify.
And we know this.
You wrecked them.
But, Todd, your team is Super Bowl or bust, and they're making moves in that way. You know, they cut the kicker they traded up for to take in the fifth round of this draft most recently. So he walks with about $250,000. They bring in a veteran kicker formerly of the Cowboys. But this is, I mean, they learned from the Blair Walsh experience, the guy who missed that chip shot against the Seahawks, and then they just waited, assuming he'll be fine the next season, and he never was. He was awful.
So this seems to be a cycle.
Yeah, that they have cycled out of. They just cycled their way out of.
No, they have a bad history of field goals.
They do.
Yeah, they do. You've seen it in person.
It's a checkered past.
And this will be a huge surprise. Week 2's Monday Night Football game between the Bears and the Seahawks is the lowest rated ESPN Monday Night Football game ever since they've had it since 2006. Now, that rating, now here's the context. Okay, so lowest rating Monday Night Football game ever on ESPN.
Right.
Okay? The rating number is an 8.2, lowest since 2006 when ESPN got it. Now, 8.2 is just a little bit less than the NBA final average, which was, you know, they're celebrating
final.
Is up. You know, yeah. The NBA Finals yeah. average.
I blame Kaepernick for that.
I blame Joe Tessitore, Jason Witten, and Booger McFarland.
So I can listen to those guys next Monday because it's the Steelers,
yes, it is Steelers.
And Tampa Bay, right?
That's yeah. right. Yeah. Look, I mean, their presence says it all to me because yeah. they could have gone and got Randy Moss. They could have brought in Charles Woodson, Steve Young.
They might not have wanted it, you know?
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that they went to Joe Tessitore, Jason Witten, and Booger McFarland
Jason
riding
Witten's
around on
actually
the cart.
He's actually color on that?
Yeah.
Jason
and he's
Witten
not
is?
Great
yeah.
yet. I mean, but he's raw.
I like his opinions. I didn't know he was doing color on that.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know. What do they want it to be? I mean, it's on cable, first of all. It's on cable.
Yeah.
It's not on broadcast TV
and once
anymore.
Again,
so they're not going to get the games.
Unless
that
it's
they
your
want.
Team playing, I ain't watching Monday Night Football.
You know, and then at halftime, I mean, do they want it to be football or do they want it to be entertainment? Because it's on ESPN. At halftime of the game Monday, they could have shown Brian Urlacher, you know, Hall of Famer, widely known guy.
Mm-hmm.
Could have shown his induction into the Bears Ring of Fame, which is a pretty cool Ring of Fame, by the way.
If you're a Bears fan, you're going to watch that.
You know,
nobody
but
else
I,
is going to watch
I
it.
I don't mind seeing that sort of history
yeah,
stuff
but
just
know,
for context.
But
especially
nerds.
If instead they're showing the cheat codes new video.
Well, that was horrible. That
and band, that's what they chose to do I instead of showing an Urlacher what, thing. So what are they trying? They want to be entertainment?
That,
they want to be a football thing?
When you sing live, can you just turn on that auto-tune as you're singing live? Because that's how
that's
that,
a,
I saw that song.
Fair
I thought,
question.
And I watched it because I was so brutally horrified by how bad it was. I thought, this is so bad. And this is a new band with 8 keyboards and a guy singing through an auto-tune?
Cheat codes.
That's not a band.
Cheat codes.
That's brutal,
you
man.
Like cheat codes, don't you, Nick?
Yeah.
He's happy. His Chiefs are kicking ass and taking
oh, yeah.
names.
Oh, yeah.
Early season again.
Oh,
season
yeah, there we go. That Chief optimism.
Nah. Yeah. Well, you should be.
More optimistic this year than most, but if they
yeah.
if they fade, it will be kind of funny.
Well,
but
that kid, I think he's different.
He's totally different. He's totally, you'll be fine.
They haven't had to do
and that division.
Him,
that division ain't good either, by the way. You'll win that division.
No, one, and yeah. that division,
hey,
the Chiefs
sorry,
are just
man.
Beating the crap out of everybody
yeah.
for years, and then they never get picked to win it.
Right.
Even this year, again, they're like, oh, it'll be the Chargers or the Raiders. No.
Yeah, yeah.
They never, no respect.
No respect.
I think it's because everybody just remembers them getting
they fail
you know,
in the playoffs,
crushed in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's yeah. the way they finish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the whole season to discuss your Chiefs there, Nick.
Yeah, and they're.
Yeah.
Screw you and your tweet yesterday, Nick. Actually, I retweeted it. He put a picture of what's his name?
Mahomes.
Yeah, he took his face. Did you do it yourself?
No.
Okay. He took a picture of Mahomes' face and put it on Len Dawson's body sitting at the Super Bowl halftime smoking a cigarette.
Nice.
He said, yeah. This is me waiting to go in to see Todd and Tyler tomorrow. It was a good tweet.
That's and a great
said,
name for a quarterback.
I said, eat me. What?
Mahomes, you know, because you want your quarterback to be your home. So, yeah, like, yeah that's my homes there.
He's he guy. Does it locally. Locally, you can see it here because actually, where did we? I must saw it during a preseason game. That's right. He does a horrible commercial for a fine advertiser,
yeah.
fine company,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nebraska Furniture Mart. They're located originally from here,
I love
but
that company.
They're in Kansas City and also in Dallas too. But yeah, he does a bad commercial for them.
He doesn't have a good voice for
no,
the advertiser.
He
he's all gravelly. He's like yeah.
he can't read.
No.
He went to college in Lubbock.
Did he really?
Oh, that's Lubbock. Yeah.
And by that, I mean he can't read a script and make it sound normal.
Yeah, let's clarify that. Yeah,
yeah I'm sure he's literate.
He's no Dexter Manley.
He just can't
no
read
Dexter
a script
Manley.
And make it sound natural.
Yeah, it's a pretty brutal commercial.
And Vegas has noticed Mahomes and the Chiefs, as the Chiefs are one of the biggest movers in some new odds to win the Super Bowl released. Rams, Jaguars, Chiefs, and Dolphins are the biggest movers. The Dolphins, though, up just from the bottom to the middle
right,
of the pack.
Right.
Rest of those teams seen as top five contenders now. The biggest movers down, the Falcons. They've had some injuries that make their season look pretty tough. Some season-ending injuries.
There was a power ranking yesterday. They still had the Steelers at 10.
And the Steelers are no longer in the top 10 in Vegas.
In
they're
Vegas,
11th.
Okay.
Yeah, in
oh,
Vegas.
11, okay.
Yep. And then the Bills, man, they have moved way down, way down. They look bad. And on that note, one of the biggest point spreads you'll see in the NFL, the Vikings host the Bills this weekend, Todd. 17-point favorites the Vikings are currently.
Where's that game?
Wow. That game is in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trap game.
17. Now, there's a lot of – I've done a lot of research.
It's a trap game if it's in Buffalo. It's not a trap game.
And I looked it up, Todd. ASU is a 17-point dog. So you got one 17-point favorite, one 17-point
dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hello. Yeah. You play to win the game.
And that will change depending upon how much is wagered.
That's
on either
what
side.
I said. You got to win the game.
Hey, listen. You could be a Husker fan like Nick. You know, come on. At least you have some hope with your team.
No, he's a Chiefs fan.
No, but he's also a Husker fan. We represent on the show.
Yeah, I'm just glad the Chiefs are doing well. Saturdays suck. And you're like, ah, that sucks. You're like, well, see how Sunday goes.
Exactly,
like, all right,
right,
Sundays are good. That's fine.
There's a friend down the hallway, Meg. She's a Steeler fan and a Husker fan. She's got nothing.
Yeah.
And I give her – I trolled her Facebook page. I felt her Steeler pain, but I gave her crap about the Saturday games.
Yeah, those have been rough.
They have been. Sorry about that.
Now, for people who watch more Saturday than Sunday, a 17-point spread in a game is totally normal, and usually they're at least twice that in a lot of instances.
On Saturday, yeah.
But on Sundays, a 17-point spread is humongous.
Highly unusual. I wouldn't give those points up either, Todd, but you're going to win that game.
That's humiliating.
In fact,
they're
probably my pick in my survivor pool.
Well, and that's a safe one. I mean,
it's a home game, and they're just if that's an upset, then you might stay – just stop betting.
In the history of these double-digit point spreads, especially when you get up into that 17
round. Has anybody ever won the game outright?
There's been like one. Over the history of those, you get into 15 to 28, I think was the biggest point spread in the NFL. It was Broncos-Jaguars game years ago. Most of those teams win. Now, sometimes they do not cover.
But that's all,
because that's a lot of points to cover.
Right.
But most of the time, the teams like the Vikings in this situation, they do not lose this game.
Well, I think they would get a little fired up after a disappointing tie last weekend.
Tie. 1-0-1.
It's like, it's like banging your sister.
Undefeated.
Is it?
Still undefeated.
How do you know that?
That's what they say. Is it kissing? Okay. Banging would be worse.
It seems like there's more shame involved with banging your sister than a tie.
Than a tie.
Kissing your sister. Okay.
At least if you tie, you can win the next week. Bang your sister, it's probably going to be on your mind for a while.
Yeah, what is the origin of that?
Kissing your sister?
Yeah.
Because it means nothing. Kissing your sister means nothing. That's where that origin comes from. Now, we just
I would argue that point.
We took it up a notch.
Right. Depending on the kiss your picture.
Yeah.
In, suppose,
yeah.
Right?
I'm talking about not your sisters. I'm talking about your own sister puss. Sister puss.
Yeah, but taking it up a notch, it's too much.
It's too much. Then you'd rather tie.
And if you take it up a notch, it does mean something.
Because.
It does.
It means a lot.
Right. Ties are not shameful and illegal in some states.
Right.
Although they should be.
Yeah, the sister,
it's
years
not
of therapy.
Your
right, I agree. They
it
should
means
be.
Nothing. If you kiss a girl, that's not your sister.
They should be outlawed.
It's like kissing your grandma. We'll take that up a notch too later if you want.
No, don't.
Well, kiss her soon because she's going to die soon.
Yes, she will. She will. Good morning.
The Eagles get their go from Philadelphia to Wentzylvania. They go back to Wentzylvania now. Carson Wentz cleared and will start at home against the Colts. They're 7-point favorites in that game, so they'll be fine now. They'll be fine now.
Well, good. The Ditkas from North Dakota can start watching football again.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And then the Buccaneers. Excuse me. The Buccaneers are one of the interesting stories in the league. I mean, like
we mentioned.
Well, it's a big game for
Steelers.
The Steelers. Yeah, the Buccaneers is just the next one.
Right? Yeah,
right.
We've mentioned the get-up that Fitzpatrick had on, but think about this situation here. You got the Buccaneers who drafted a quarterback they presume to be their quarterback for a long time.
Who had major issues to begin with.
Well, I don't know. Are they major issues, though, if you think about it? He stood up on a table and said something that the president said,
I
right?
I didn't care about
okay?
that.
Okay, I mean, he walked into a grocery store and walked out with some crab legs and butter.
Yeah, they always said he was a head case, so.
I don't know.
They also said he was a leader. He played baseball as a freshman, and the team rallied around and made the College World Series. I mean, the guy, they didn't have major trouble issues. He just had outbursts, right?
No, he seemed to have a sense of entitlement about him
the whole time.
And he was at Florida State. And I don't know.
But they're not going to move on. They might let this Fitzpatrick in there, but he's also a 14-year veteran. He's not their future.
From Harvard.
Yeah, you don't just suddenly lose that sense of entitlement when you move into the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sure, it gets worse.
No, it gets worse. You got money now.
I think it's embedded in his character.
You know, and the Buccaneers likely, scattered his face all across town as the future of the franchise and all those sorts of things. And things hadn't really been working out. And then he gets in trouble with the assault on the Uber driver, who's now, like, filing a civil suit against him or something like that. But so they just start taking down. He gets suspended, and they just took down his face all over the place in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
The general manager has already said there's no guarantee he gets the job back.
Yeah, and well, now there isn't now. He's playing
Fitzpatrick. He said that great. Going into the season, right. You know, before they even Fitzpatrick had lit it up. So now Fitzpatrick's lighting it up. The crab burglar can't have contact with his team while he's suspended like
this. Oh, he can't?
You know, not as far as game interaction. Now he can text his teammates like, nice win, or what
Got
the,
it.
You know,
yeah.
like, oh,
Remember
crap.
Me?
yeah.
Remember me.
But I'm just trying to picture the situation. Like, so when he's back now, next week, no matter what happens against the Steelers, just how that would be for him to walk into that locker room like and be the backup all of a sudden.
Yeah, but all it takes is maybe three different series where Fitzpatrick sucks sometime down the road. And
they call for the very average Jameis Winston,
exactly.
though.
Yeah, I mean, one big hit. Fans do. The fans do.
Fans do.
Right.
I was going to cover some JV football, but I'm just not up for it.
No.
Nope. Got a game of who's taller? For you.
All right.
Remember Joe Morgan, whom I actually miss as a baseball commentator, mainly because I don't watch baseball.
He was
at all.
5'7".
I don't even know if he's on.
He's still around. Yeah. Don't joke about
it. I don't even know if he's still on.
I mean, you miss him by choice.
Yeah, I miss him because I want to.
At the height of his career, he's 5'7".
At the height of his career. Exactly. I like how you said that. Yeah. Well, you just gave it away for everybody else with your local knowledge here.
I just guessed he was 5'7", am I right?
No,
maybe.
I think he was kind of short.
Maybe. Or Jim Abbott. The old
Abbott's taller.
One-hander.
Abbott's taller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Abbott's taller.
Abbott's taller, and Joe Morgan has more hands.
Yeah. and a longer wingspan.
That's true.
Well, then let me throw this one in the mix. This day in 1988, there was blood in the water. We had no clue about that blood, but Greg Louganis hit his head on the diving board at the Seoul Olympic Games. He's 58 now. That water was fine, so it was all the blood in it and everything.
He beat AIDS.
But is he taller than Joe Morgan?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh. Louganis.
I don't know.
He's not tall, but he's taller than Morgan.
I'm going to say Joe Morgan's tall.
I'm going to say Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan is 5'7".
Yep.
Jim Abbott, 6'3". And Greg Louganis, 5'9".
Yeah, that was right.
Good game.
See, I thought divers were like gymnasts. They'd be smaller to do all those flips and stuff.
Well, 5'9 is not tall either, you know. Take him a guy used to be
5'9". If he had been 5'8", he wouldn't have hit his head on the diving board.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good one.
And it looks like Joe Morgan is now, he's got that same position Ryan Sandberg did, that special advisor
to the Reds.
All
right.
Oh, man.
Shake hand, kiss babies.
You're on
right?
the payroll, but we don't really expect much.
Hang out and drink.
I remember Joe Morgan was calling the College World Series once, and we called his room uninvited.
Oh, you're in the 90s?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Just started to give him on the air, and he did not appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look back on it. I don't blame the guy.
Probably wouldn't have appreciated it either. Yeah.
But he probably could have dismissed the guy who made a call a little nicer. Although that guy wasn't that nice either. So maybe he got what he deserved.
Might have been a little back and forth.
Yeah.
They woke his ass up, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. I think
he probably had the night game. That's when the hotel phone would just ring, right? Oh, that's brutal. Yeah. Dick radio guys.
We used to be those dick radio guys.
I believe me.
We don't do that anymore.
Because
I recall when I first started working with you, we tracked down Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
He was at a convention in Atlanta, and he wasn't very pleased that I called his room. Some are different, though. Like when I worked in previous Radio Lives, I recall getting a hold of Bob Costas in his hotel room when the Seoul Olympics were going. It's 1988.
Wow.
Yeah. And he talked to us for about a half an hour.
All depends on the mood, I guess.
It does.
I would hang up, too.
Was he the funniest man in the world?
No, he's never been funny.
He was congenial.
He's never funny.
Yeah, and he engaged us for a while.
I wasn't there.
Such a different time, though, you know what I mean? And it wasn't,
And it got, and the NBA guys, when I was working in Portland, the NBA guys that you heard were the biggest pricks always talked to us. Barkley would always talk to us. Karl Malone would always talk to us because they had an affiliation. We knew which hotel they were staying at, and we know what names they would use, and we would call them, and they would talk to us on a regular basis. So, you know, you never know. Hmm. But we don't do uninvited calls anymore.
No.
I don't even answer my phone anymore.
Somebody
calls me, I ain't answering it.
I'm surprised anybody would talk to you just like that. Like, oh, who are you? Like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Sit back.
Hey, Todd.
And I have to believe that guy who called Joe Morgan, it was more than polite. I know that guy.
I don't know which one it was.
Probably not.
Well, good news for Tiger Woods. Getting ready for the Tour Championship this weekend in Atlanta. He can get back to drinking.
I saw that. And driving?
He never
lost his license?
I don't think so. He was just prohibited from drinking alcohol on his probation. I don't think he really lost his license.
So
which is
weird. Did he have to go in for?
Did he have an ankle bracelet to suck up the alcohol when he was on the tour?
Never noticed it on his under his trousers. But.
Did he have to go do a breathalyzer once in a while as terms of his parole?
The terms of it, there just have not been a lot of details about.
Can he still do the Molly? Can he do the Molly again?
Well, I'm sure he's looking forward to that.
A bunch of crap.
And Ativant and Adderall, sure. Whatever else he was on.
Oh, I thought Molly was.
He's just completely wasted as we speak.
You're a billionaire and you can't have a beer.
I know. That would suck, man.
Yeah. Molly was the name of the Perkins waitress.
How is that her name? Yeah.
No, a lot of people don't know that.
Now, this is the probation from his reckless driving guilty plea back in 2017, where at least he, you know, at least, what'd they say? At least he was just drinking or something like that? I'm trying to remember the context of what all the apologists said. At least it was just pills. That's what it was.
That's right.
At least it was just pills.
Drunk. Classic.
He wasn't driving.
Yes.
But he was driving in Jupiter, Florida, and thought he was in Los Angeles.
Totally thought he was somewhere else. Hey. He was parked in the middle of a lane with a blinker on, asleep.
That may be impaired.
But at least he wasn't drunk.
They never say that with ODs. At least it was just pills.
Yeah, at least he wasn't drunk.
But see, most of us are not bicoastal like he was. I mean, if I was back in my day when I used to drink and be an idiot in the car maybe sometimes, if I was bicoastal, I might have thought I was in a different state too. That's why I gave the guy a break there. Because if you travel all the time and you're really, really rich with a private jet, how the hell do you know where you're at?
Especially
every day?
When it's dark.
Right. How do you know where you're at every day?
All especially these highways look the same at night.
You're wasted. You don't know where you're parked.
I see palm trees, so I'm on one coast or the other.
One coast or the other. Right. Where's the ocean at?
Crap, did I go to Hawaii?
Is the ocean on my right? Okay, I'm in Florida.
Did I go to Hawaii? I don't know, man. I was messed up when I got on that plane. Right. Oh, man.
Of course you don't know,
The Baltimore Orioles become the first professional team to wear Braille jerseys.
We discussed this earlier for a second, and it was just stupid. We didn't get it. I mean, I understand honoring, honoring people, but
pattern.
It just made no sense.
Braille awareness.
And the jokes were the Orioles are so bad, nobody wants to see them.
Kapuya.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just it was a stupid. I didn't get it. I still don't get it.
Well, and I don't know if they're actually Braille feeling or if it's just the
print. Nobody
was
feeling them.
Just dot.
Well, see, I'm thinking, you know, baby, put that on your
shirt. Two dots on my nipples
I'll
there.
I'll read you.
Read these. Read these nipples.
We thought it was maybe to sell more gear to blind people.
Yeah, but they don't care what they're wearing. But
you can just tell them their standard jersey is the Orioles jersey.
Look at this.
I would think a blind guy would want the Orioles jersey, not a Braille jersey. wear the Oriole jersey.
Well, right now, nobody wants an Oriole jersey.
No, they don't.
They should organ player do something special for the blind people.
Exactly. It's just, I didn't get it. I really didn't get it.
I did kind of forget Braille is still around. So, I mean, at least as far as Braille awareness goes, it worked in that light.
Yeah.
I just thought with all modern technology, there was no need for Braille anymore. But there is need for Braille.
Yeah, but not on a player's uniform. I said there should have been a guy on the on deck circle feeling the dude's back and then telling you who's up. All right. We haven't had a blind person check in. Do they think it's cool? They'd be the ones to be asked, you know, because blind people can hear the radio. They just can't see a baseball game. Right. So I think we're actually nicer to blind people than baseball is.
Yeah. Does that include
sports or an audio show? What?
Do the Orioles also use the beeping baseball? Well, you know, like the blind.
No, the players aren't blind.
Like the players want that, yes. The Orioles currently 43-108.
What for footballs?
Yeah, they could use the beeping baseball.
Jesus.
Even though they can You're see. Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.